I can't find him, Anthony said as he strode into the parlor and tossed his coat over the back of the couch. No one knows where he is. My heart sank, and I made eye contact with my daughter, Targa. I had wanted Joseph here with us when I began recounting my story, refusing my children's prompts to get started without him. Just the thought of seeing him again, now that my memories had returned to me, put me into a cold sweat. Nerves were not something I normally suffered from, but under these circumstances, only a dead person wouldn't have butterflies. Targa glanced from me to Anthony and back again.
How can that be? It's the middle of the day on a Tuesday. He works for our salvage team. Shouldn't he be at work?
You might not believe this, but he gave his notice.
Anthony sat down beside Targa, shooting a nod of hello at Eamon, who was sitting beside me. Targa goggled. He resigned?
I closed my eyes as guilt and remorse washed over me like a bucket of ice water. The last time I'd seen Joseph had been in the front yard where I'd rejected his invitation to dinner. It was far from certain that he'd quit because I'd declined his offer, but I couldn't halt the notion that the two were somehow linked. I opened my eyes and swallowed down the tears that wanted to come. It was too much all at once.
Do you know why?
Anthony shook his head.
I talked to his boss, Lister. Joseph didn't give a reason, and he didn't give much notice either, only 48 hours. No forwarding address or number, and his apartment is up for rent already.
Anthony's hazel eyes were full of sympathy.
I'm so sorry, Mira.
I had wanted to go searching for Joseph myself within hours of recovering my memory, but neither Targa nor Eamon would allow me to leave the manor until they were sure I wasn't going to lose myself again. Shock had gone through our little circle in waves. Even Anthony, who was not related to me and not directly affected, hardly spoke for a few hours as he processed what had happened. Truthfully, I had never felt so exhausted as I had in the days following Targa's calling me home and Eamon giving me the aquamarine. It now sat in the hollow of my throat on a chain. I had tried calling Joseph's cell, but got a message saying the number had been disconnected. I'd sent him emails which went unanswered. I had finally begged Anthony to find him for me.
I'm truly sorry we're not able to find your friend, Mother.
Eamon shifted against the sofa for a better look at me.
But since he can't be found, and I think I could actually die of anticipation if we wait another minute, do you mind very much if we get started without him?
His words were tentative, uncertain, and full of longing. I looked at my son and reached for his hand. He grasped my fingers and squeezed. Eamon had waited a very long time for this moment, and with or without Joseph, I didn't want him to wait any longer either. I cleared my throat and began.
I was born on March 4th, 1810. And given the name Belle Grant.
Wait, Mum.
Targa picked up her bag and dug inside. Retrieving her phone, she activated the screen.
Do you mind if I record you? This is way too important to relegate to something as infallible as human memory, let alone siren memory.
Of course I don't mind, I told her. It's a good idea.
While it might not be as vivid as the memories provided by the Hall of Anamna, it's a lot more convenient. The kids, I knew they weren't kids, but I couldn't help but think of them that way, glanced at one another.
The Hall of Anamna?
Targa echoed.
What's that?
I'll explain. But first, we have to go back to London, England. The war with France was over. But as I was just a young child, I had no interest in the war. My life revolved around my mother.
My throat tightened as I thought about the last time I had seen her, and I shoved the awful memory aside.
She was like a god to me.